This is Monday, May 9th, opening the House Water Committee. And we will start out with a discussion of what our agenda will be, I guess. Here, to begin with, we have three bills in the latter part listed as being up for public hearing. Senate Bill 56, Senate Bill 696, and Senate Bill 896. Those three bills will be carried over until Wednesday of this week. So if anyone is here on 56, 696, or 896, they won't be heard until Wednesday. And I thought Representative Dalto was here, but he has just slipped out.
Yeah, I'm going backwards.
Going backwards here instead of forwards. So we will stand at ease for just a moment. Open a public hearing on House Bill 3472. And I have Representative
Krieger.
And a senator has snuck in the room.
He looks familiar. What's his name again?
Are you here to testify on this, Jeff?
No.
He's just here to give us trouble.
Representative Krieger.
Thank you, Chair Jensen, the committee members. For the record, I'm Wayne Krieger, State Rep from District 1 on the Southern Oregon Coast. I'll be very brief. In dealing with some of my commercial fishermen, it was noted that there was a disparity of the non-resident license fees and boat fees that are being paid by non-residents of Oregon from the states of California and Washington. Having the department take a look at those fees, it was found that there was something over near $350,000 biennium that could come into the state by having our fees at a more equitable level so that we were not giving our resources away. And when a non-resident fisherman came in to utilize that resource, he'd be paying about what a commercial fisherman would pay from Oregon if he was fishing those same species in another state. One of my constituents in Brookings, who has three large boats, indicated to me, it was sometime, I believe, in October, that those three large boats, if he took all the fisheries he participates in, and the crew members he has on those three boats and licenses, and then the actual limited entry permits that he has in those other states, it was near $6,500 that he would pay more than if it was a California coming up to fish those same species in Oregon. So the bill does do that. It raises just those two fees, that's all. Also, during the 2003 session, I had House Bill 3108, which was the limited entry in the live fish near shore fishery. And there was a slight mishap in that we forgot to put an ending date as to when those qualifying boats could get their permits, so it does that also. And that would end December 30th in 2005. And that's all the bill really does.
Okay. Any questions for Representative Krieger?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Dinkfelder.
Thank you. I had a question, and I had also asked Roy, if he could provide this information, but I was just curious, Representative, do you know what the fees are for our California and Washington? What are the same fees that are charged for our boats if our folks fish down in California or fish up in Washington? I'm just curious as far as an equity issue.
Well, the equity issue is the fact that when we move from the non-resident boat license to 760, that's about equity, and the same with a non-resident commercial fishing license from 100 to 290. What's a little bit difficult to look at it is that in California they sell gear types, not only species, but they have many more licenses for individual species, and your license doesn't necessarily cover all of them. So it's a little harder to equate it, but they felt that was equity where we are now with this bill.
Thank you.
I guess the question, Representative, that Representative Dinkfelder is probably trying to get at is, do we in any way jeopardize Oregon fishermen from going to either Washington or California waters with this particular legislation?
I don't believe so, because we're already paying a much higher fee than they are. And a lot of the species that they come in for, the salmon, the crab, the shrimp, are some of the money makers, and they will continue to come into Oregon to harvest them, because they're in Oregon at the time.
That was my understanding, just to clarify that. Any other questions? Representative Carmel.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In Section 2, Representative, in Section 2 it says that State Fish and Wildlife may issue black rockfish and blue rockfish to an owner of a vessel, but then the dates are January 1, 2001, or in the six-month period between January 1, 2001 and July 1, 2001. I'm confused as to why we would be going back in time on that. Do you have any idea?
Both were the original qualifying dates where they had to have the 750 pounds, and the boats that caught those fish in that time period were able to then get a permit. The problem was that on line 25, where it says that, or the six-month period between January 1 and July, that wasn't the calendar year. So my understanding is that corrects that, and then we had mistakenly not had the final date upon which they had to make application for the original license. But the original poundage that they had to have, the 750 pounds, those boats, I think there were 68 boats, I think, made qualification during that time, and we want to be able to hold that number and not have that number of boats go up, because if it continues to grow, it's not a sustainable fishery, and eventually they're all going to get shut down.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
I'm done. Thank you.
Representative Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Most of our fisheries offshore now are limited entry, aren't they?
Most of them, many of them are, yes.
So this would be selling any non-resident boat license and commercial fishing license?
Well, you will, because many of those people already have permits in Oregon, and all the non-permitted fisheries they would come in for anyway, but the salmon, the crab, the shrimp, and the other ground fish. Those boats already have permits for Oregon, the limited permits. They'll both come in from California and Washington. The permits are different from the licenses.
Yeah, and so a lot of the limited entry fisheries have boats from California or Washington,
yeah,
probably California, that
they
are
do.
Participating in those fisheries.
Yes, they do.
Thank you.
Questions for the representative? Thank you very much, Wayne. Appreciate your taking time to come over now. And you're on.
Getting all the money done.
After giving it all away. Roy and ODF&W, Patty?
Morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Actually, it's good afternoon at this point.
Yeah.
For the record, my name is Roy Elker, Deputy Director to the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. On my right, Patty Burke, our Marine Program Leader from Newport. And following Representative Krieger makes our job fairly easy. I think he did a very good job summing up, which, from our perspective, the agency is a simple bill. But particularly with Patty, we are ready to take detailed questions on the legislation. And we brought a poster chart of some rockfish that are managed currently off the Oregon coast. Just real briefly, Mr. Chair, and then we'll just move into questions. What House Bill 3472 does is it lays out a deadline for the application process into the limited entry live rockfish fishery, which was made into a limited entry fishery last biennium. It establishes that the lottery system will only be for new applicants. That was a little confusing. We cleaned that up. And also, it's Representative Krieger's idea to achieve parity with California and Washington regarding out-of-state commercial fishing fees. And we've laid out the adjustments in the bill.
Okay. Are there questions for the department?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Brown.
The They have a need for these, and they say the California boats, they have a need for these licenses only if they land fish in Oregon or just to be within the three-mile limit in fishing in Oregon.
And Mr. Chair and Representative Brown, they would need a state license if they're fishing in state waters. So that would probably affect mostly the pink shrimp, the salmon, and the crab fisheries.
Could I have your name for the record?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Patty Burke from ODFW's Newport office.
Thank you. Other questions? Well, I guess he did make it easy for you. Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate your coming over. Joe Roylater? Afternoon, Joe.
Afternoon. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Joe Roylater. I live in Walport. I worked with Representative Krieger and Patty Burke on the original Bill 3108. These changes in Section 2 and 3 of this bill follow closely our intent. I'm only here to answer any questions if there are any more technical questions about our intent when we drafted this bill. We worked with live fish fishermen and others, and I say the department, when we drafted this bill. I think there were several long, involved drafts, and unfortunately we did miss a few things, and this will clean it up. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Joe. Any questions for Mr. Roylater?
One question, Mr. Chair.
Representative Connell.
Thank you. I see that there's on the second page, right at the end of Section 2, is a sunset on new vessel permits. Is this because of the unsustainability of the fishery? Is that why we're not going to be issuing new vessel permits?
Mr. Chair, Representative Connell, when we originally wrote this bill, the fishermen told us that the fishermen that were involved in this fishery told us that they thought they had a fishery that was fairly sustainable or starting to become unsustainable, starting to be overfished, and they wanted to limit the entries. Then we started talking amongst ourselves and to the fishermen and to the department, and it was very difficult to write a law that you all would pass that would get the number of limited entry boats down to the level the department thought it should be to be for that fishery to be sustainable. And that number that they told us, as I recall, was 50 boats. So the idea is, since it's been a year and a half or a year and 5 months now since this law went into effect, the folks that could have, that met the requirements, that could have applied, 68 of them have. And so if we can limit that number at something, probably a few more than 68, but not some open-ended number. I remember in a black cod limited entry fishery, there were some boats that went to Alaska to fish during the period of time that the black cod limited entry was set up. And then 10 years later, they came back to Oregon, and they were still eligible for those limited entry permits. The folks that were in the fishery had built a business plan around the number of boats that had been stable for some time, and then a few more entries came in later. So this idea precludes that from happening, and I think that the fishermen within the fisheries, my friends that fish in this fishery, would probably tell you that that's a very good idea.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm done.
Other questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Joe. With that, we're going to close the public hearing on House Bill 3472 and open a work session on House Bill 3472.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, just want you to take note that this does have a subsequent referral to the House Special Committee on Budget.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3472 with a due pass recommendation to the House Special Committee on Budget.
Representative Dingfelder has moved House Bill 3472 with a due pass recommendation to the House Committee on Budget. House Committee on Budget. Is there any discussion? Is there any objections?
Clerk would call the roll, please.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Brown?
Aye.
Representative Dalto?
Aye.
Representative Comey?
Aye.
Vice Chair Dinkelbaum?
Aye.
Vice Chair Crummell?
Aye.
Chair Jenkins?
Aye.
Oops, having received a majority, House Bill 3472 is passed with a due pass recommendation and sent to the House Committee on Budgets. And with that, we will close the work session on House Bill 3472 and open a work session on SJM 7. Sandy.
Thank you, Ms. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. SJM 7, we had a public hearing on May 4th. It petitions the Congress of the United States to preserve the current funding level, federal funding level for the maintenance and navigation of channels, and to fully expend all the monies currently collected in the Harbor Maintenance Trust Fund. You will notice that attached to your SMS, well, during our discussions of the public hearing, there was some questions and statistics shared with the committee from the Port of Portland. There is written testimony from Pat Egan of the Port of Portland with some following charts that will provide you with the substantiation of those statistics. And, again, this doesn't have a revenue or a fiscal impact.
No revenue, no fiscal. Okay. We're in work session. Is there any discussion or any questions, comments? Representative Barnhart?
Ready for a motion?
I'm ready for a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we send House Joint Memorial 7 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
It's actually Senate.
Representative Barnhart moves that we
Senate Joint Memorial 7
right.
To the floor with a due adopt recommendation. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Barnhart. Representative Barnhart has moved SJM 7 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
The only, Mr. Chair, the only discussion that I would say is that hopefully we don't let all of our transportation infrastructure continue to lag behind, and if this will get Congress off the dime to keep those channels so that we can keep bringing stuff into the ports, so be it.
Thank you, Representative.
Well, and maybe even more important, continue shipping them out.
In and out.
In and out.
Yeah. Okay. Hearing no other discussion, we'd call the roll, please.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Brown?
Aye.
Representative Dalto?
Aye.
Representative Comey?
Aye.
Representative Vice Chair Dinkelbaum?
Aye.
Vice Chair Crummell?
Aye.
Chair Jensen?
Aye.
SJM 7, having received the majority vote, is sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and we're closing the work session on SJM 7. We're going to hold up on closing the work session on SJM 7, and the chair would entertain a motion for the consent calendar. We need all of the consent calendars we can get from the way things went today.
Yes.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Comey moves that we put this on the consent calendar. Is there any objection?
Nope.
Hearing none, so ordered. With that, we'll close the work session on House SJM 7. And with that, then, we'll open a work session on Senate Bill 410. And Sandy would explain this for us.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. We had a public hearing on Senate Bill 410 on April 25th. You will recall we received testimony from the department speaking to the pilot program for the collection, recycling, and disposal of the fishing tackle. It expands the reach of the program. The bill is expanding the reach of the program from Six Rivers to statewide, and it's directing the Department of Fish and Wildlife to publicize the program. You should have the legislative report from the original bill, Senate Bill 748. Again, this left the Senate floor with 25 ayes, no noes, and 5 excused. No fiscal impact and no revenue impact.
I see the department is here today. Roy, would you or whoever? I just wanted to ask a kind of simple question. And that question is, I assume the department is enthusiastically supportive of this bill.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, we support the bill.
Okay. Without the enthusiasm?
We enthusiastically support the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. Are there any questions from the department? Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Oh, for the record, Mr. Chair, Roy Elker, Department of Fish and Wildlife.
Thank you again. Okay, the chair would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 410 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Tomei moves Senate Bill 410 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there any objection? Clerk would call the roll.
Representative Barnhart?
Aye.
Representative Brown?
Aye.
Senator
Dalto?
Aye.
Senator Tomei? Aye.
Vice Chair
Dinkfelder?
Aye.
Vice Chair Crummell?
Aye.
Chair Jensen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair, would you like
to... Senate Bill 410 has received a majority vote and will go to the floor with a due pass recommendation. We'd entertain a motion to put it on this consent calendar.
Mr. Chair, I move that Senate Bill 410 be placed on the consent calendar with a due pass recommendation. Well, it did receive a due pass recommendation.
Representative Dinkfelder has moved that we put Senate Bill 410 on the consent calendar with a due pass recommendation. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. With that, colleagues, the shortened meeting of today has come to a conclusion, and it is not at all with any regret that we let you off early after having set through the floor session and its length this morning. So with that, unless there's anything else for the good of the order, we're adjourned.